Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Thursday with Vito Dominguez, and here's our daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Comcast is working on an in-home device to monitor people's health and aims to begin pilot testing it later this year. The device will monitor people's basic health metrics using ambient sensors, with the focus on whether someone is making frequent trips to the bathroom or spending more time than usual in bed. Comcast is also building tools for detecting falls, which are common and potentially fatal for seniors. Comcast plans to offer the device and related service to at-risk people, including seniors and people with disabilities, but the timing, pricing, and rollout plan have not been finalized. It will start to experiment with pilots, which are not limited to Comcast customers, by the end of 2019, with potential commercial release in 2020. Apple announced an update to its keyboard repair program yesterday. All MacBooks with the so-called butterfly mechanism, that's pretty much all modern MacBooks, will now be fully eligible for Apple's keyboard service program. The expansion means that few models that weren't previously covered will be able to get repairs. Unfortunately, Apple is not extending how long the program lasts. It's still 4 years after the first retail sale of the unit. Microsoft looks set to be the latest in a long line of US-based technology companies that are complying with President Trump's new executive order to crack down on Chinese technology companies. Google cut off Huawei's Android license over the weekend, but Microsoft has stayed silent on whether it will prevent the Chinese company from obtaining Windows licenses. Google Translator can translate speech while retaining the voice of the original speaker. Translatotron works by importing audio and directly outputting the audio translation without any intermediary steps. Traditional AI translators usually convert the audio into text, then translates the text while losing the original voice by default. Google's AI uses a neural network to analyze a visual snapshot of the voice frequencies as they are inputted and simultaneously outputs the audio in the intended language. This was your shot of the coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.